Good morning, I'm Chairman Holton. I'll bring the meeting back to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item, and we are into fiscal 2025 budget workshops number two. And we will start this morning with the coroner's office. So clerk, do we have any updates or modifications to what first round was that been modified or?
Chairman, thanks for that question. I visited, Jennifer maybe a couple of weeks ago, and then your deputy, I think Friday, you were in when I visited with her. And it sounds like everything is pretty much the same. Can you confirm that, Jennifer?
It is, everything is the same.
Everything is the same, okay.
Yeah, and I think because there's two personnel requests that you might, as commissioners, have some questions on that. I think Jennifer kind of explained how the shift would work and how this would be a huge morale boost to how, but I'll let her speak to that. But I also know we have the compensation workshop, so I don't know how much you want to cover that here with Jennifer here, kind of undivided audience or
as a lot. So Mr. Chair, on the workshop too, we continued this one for the fact that the side really stayed the same. We made a few modifications on the record. But these questions, I know there was a few questions from the commissioners about overtime, the new positions, the shift, is one needed, is it coming a pair, that kind of thing. So I think a lot of this was geared around
the positions. Okay, all right. Questions?
Chairman, that was my question. I think when we left last time, we were talking about maybe having you provide an analysis of the overtime as opposed to a full-time employee cost. And so I don't know if you have that today or if you've had a discussion with the clerk.
Chairman and commissioners, I don't remember that request.
Okay. And that's fine. Chief, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I guess in your gut, in your feeling, is if you get two new positions, does overtime get reduced significantly with the new positions?
It'll be almost eliminated because someone will be in the office through a 24-hour period, and when their shift ends, the new shift will come in, so there's no need for any overtime or the buildup of comp time.
And that's what I was asking for is a, and I can get into power plan and look at what you've allocated, but maybe you can put that on the record. Historically, what do you allocate for overtime?
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, we don't get overtime. We get comp time.
Okay.
On one of the graphs that I provided for like last year's, let me see what page. For instance, in 2023, I had one deputy build up 112.5 of comp. Another deputy had 113.75. Third deputy had 117.75. And then of course the chief and myself don't build comp time, but we had also worked extra.
Okay, thank you. And then explain again on the vehicles, because you would now not have to have them taking a fleet vehicle home. So they would just come in and the cars would stay there. I'm telling you what I thought I heard. And so you can take it from there.
Yes, the chief and I will still take our vehicles because we have to respond to certain calls at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But the deputies in office will have those vehicles stay there to be used during office hours.
Okay.
Which will eliminate vehicle usage, gas.
Okay.
Wear and tear.
Did you have any vehicles scheduled to be replaced this year?
No, Commissioner, we did not.
Okay. Thank you.
So the experience of the public, is there a difference between having these two new positions installed compared to the overtime? What's the impact to the public's experience?
They will have quicker access to the coroner's office. Like right now, when we do the on-call schedule, we get called in the middle of the night, we get up and we go. This way, someone's always available in the office.
Okay.
Immediate access.
Immediate access, okay.
And for Chairman, some of the families that work all day and they still want, they get home and they want to call us but our office is closed, they can still call us and get our questions answered even in the evening.
Maybe in the evenings, okay. All right. Chief?
Mr. Chair, just to follow up on this, in your FY25 request, you've got 8,424 in part-time. Would you still need that?
That is for our autopsy technician.
Okay.
And Chairman, just for the record, it's making the news quite a bit. It's sad. I mean, the calls that you go on, but your calls have increased and the fatalities, it sounds like, but tell us about that.
Just, Commissioner, the call volume itself in naturals, fatals, accidental drug overdoses are going crazy right now. Suicides, we're seeing higher levels of everything. It's not just one specific type.
Yeah, thank you.
And then the one of the things that we're facing right now is, you know, we're in the office 10 hours a day, nothing happens. We go home and everything happens. So that's when we're building up all of our extra comp time because you don't know when death's going to happen.
Right.
But this will give our deputies, you know, they can do their work during the day. The next one comes in, they can take what happens at night, and they're not getting overburdened with work. And then it takes it's a mental drain sometimes with what things that we deal with. So when you get case on case on case, it can bring you down.
Okay. And Chairman, do you have peer-to-peer support? And what's your turnover rate look like right now?
We talk amongst each other for our support because we know what we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
The turnover rate, it's been better over the years. We recently had just a one turnover, and we have another fill-in that's still in training. But it's getting better over the years.
Okay. And the wages have increased over the last 2 or 3 years. And do you see that as beneficial, what's happened with that?
I don't, Commissioner, I don't see it, beneficial compared to other places.
Okay.
And my people know it.
Thank you.
Chief?
Mr. Chair, I do have to say for an office of six, you guys do a lot. So could you tell me what would happen if you didn't get these two positions? What would go by the wayside? And what would be the ramifications of your office?
Morale. That's the most important thing that we will lose is morale and burnout. Because with having a little staff, for instance, Commissioner, Chairman, Commissioners, I called Ada County this morning just to inquire what they're at, because we are at half estimated their population. I don't know about the population increase we've had, but I said, how many death investigators do you guys have? And they said that they have one supervisor for the medical legal death investigators and 12 investigators. That doesn't include their coroner. That doesn't include their chief. Our office right now, we have 3 active. I have 1 out on leave, 1 deputy, my chief, and myself. We have 3 until my other trainee gets on her own. 3. And they have 12.
Chairman, just as a comment, I was appreciative of the presentation by the coroner where she's trying to actively get certifications for her staff, which I think is awesome. As I remember, a significant number of hours that they have to get that. So you've got some vested interest like other offices and departments in the county in what you put in terms of training and to keep them, motivated and interested in doing this kind of work. So
that's correct. Of our 5 medical investigators, 4 of us are registered medical legal death investigators.
I think I need to put on the record that this is one of those utility positions in the county that the common taxpayer doesn't really give a flying frip about until they need the services. And when I was running in 2020, we had less than 98,000 parcels. Today we are very close, if not exceeding, 108,000 parcels. That means divisions of property, and the majority of that is for new residential. In new residential, if you follow the demographics, a full third of them are close to retirement or past retirement that are buying residential properties moving in, which means we have a disproportionate new influx that will be using this office in the next 2 decades sometime. So I get it that people don't want our budget to raise. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. But at the end of the day, these decisions are very difficult for this board because we have a lot of requests and we don't have enough money. And we have prior board making decisions that have put us in a ginormous deficit. And so we're going to have to make decisions about who doesn't get new employees that's been requested and who does. And so I just want to put that on the record factually, that where you're at in the coroner's office compared to some of our other agencies, that we deal with 9 elected officials. That's 3 of us, and the other 6 are elected to their different offices. And then we have our 15 departments that are directly under the board. So it makes it a very difficult decision about who may get new positions and who may not. And I just wanted to put that on the record for those that are listening and are frustrated that we're even thinking about a new position. And the reality of it is we've had this influx, and it will impact this office.
Chairman, I have another question, and it relates to space. About 3 years ago, I think, there was a remodel to help create additional space and move some of that around. Maybe it's been longer than that. I don't know. But one of the restraints is your work area and space. What's your plan for onboarding new people?
Commissioner, we do have one open workstation available for a body. Since we're going to move into the shifts, hopefully, we will share some workstations.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. So do we have enough information? We feel that when we get into deliberations of who's going to get what and how, we're okay with this information for today?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I think the first meeting we had with the coroner, we had a discussion on fees, and there was, I think, a proposal not to raise fees at this time. Is that right?
That is correct, Commissioner.
And is that open to have you revisit that if we're going to onboard new people to help cover the cost of that?
Commissioner, I've already talked with the county coroners that we service or provide services for.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to wait another physical year to make any changes.
Because of what happens at the legislative level, is that what you're saying?
No, our contracts are from January to January.
I see.
So I would have to revisit with them before January to see if they would accept any fee changes.
And maybe we could look at that proposal, have something prepared for January to look at that. So.
Commissioner, what would your recommendation be as far as fee changes?
Well, just where your costs are going up, which means our costs are going up. I don't really know what that means. I just was curious if there was anything where services are provided and you're doing a number of different things, if there's any tolerance for that. But I don't have a breakdown or a suggestion at this time.
Commissioner, I do believe it was about 2 years ago we did adjust one of the fees up quite a bit.
And we've started including prorated costs for medical equipment and services where other counties engage, and I understand all of that. And so even our pathologist, if there's other counties, and I think that there are, that are using that, his service fee did increase. So again, I don't know. I would, I guess, ask just to make sure that our numbers are good and that our fees are right. I think there's a lot of interest across the county to have just an assurance that those fees are set at the right schedule. We can't make money, but we shouldn't be losing money on any of those either. So maybe the question's been answered, but that's my question.
I don't think that it is a bad thing to request of you to review the fees. We do services for several of the surrounding counties, and they choose not to invest in the facilities that we have available. And I want to make them available. I just want to make sure that we're fairly covering the cost and the impact to our coroner's office when they're at a level that they choose not to afford to get into the level that we're at. So just so it's fair, fair to our taxpayers. And I believe that you have the philosophy to do that. I think what the board's asking is to make sure that we review those fees and make sure that they're paying their way. And that's, I think that's what we're asking.
Chairman, I can get with our pathologist and the two counties that we provide services for, and I can also look at a different county that provides services and see what the comparison is on their fees.
Right, yeah. Because okay. We made the choice to buy the x-ray machine. We made a secure contract with the pathologist or whatever his terminology is. He's one of the better paid positions in the county. And so we've contracted and have that exposure for them whenever they call us, right? And so let's just review that again. And I'm not suggesting that there is a glaring problem. I'm just suggesting that we stay on top of it and probably report to us, let's say, sometime in December, so we have that time to reconsider those contracts before January 1st. Or the end of the month of January when that is going to be floated across our public meetings. Okay. Yes.
Mr. Just one. You start out the meeting, ask if there's any changes. I'm just going back to my notes on workshop number one. There was nothing on the B side that was adjusted or suggested to be adjusted.
Right.
So everything as is, still is, today as it was in the request.
I agree. I'm going to speak for myself. What I wanted to hear today was if there was if it made logical sense to do the two position in comparison to the overtime that we're incurring now, and I know that the metric of employee satisfaction in their job is a hard metric to measure, but I think what I'm hearing is that our customer base is not receiving the customer service that they could in changing this, and that's what we're going to have to wrestle with, is if that is of greater value than some of these other full-time employee requests that we have from the other departments. And so we just get to take this information in, and then we're going to have to sit there and measure it against the other request and see, because we don't have enough money to satisfy all the full-time employee requests that we have before us.
Chairman, can I just make one more comment? It's the Captain Obvious, and we've kind of spoken a lot about this, but I don't think that coroners receive emergency, it's at the state level, like other agencies. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. I thought there was a presentation when then Dottie Odelins was the coroner for Ada County to have coroners included in some kind of a, now there's a light dawning there somewhere, hazard pay, maybe that's what I'm saying. But they don't receive that, correct?
Commissioner Van Beek, we are not first responders. We don't get any of the additional assistance that first responders get.
And that is somewhat of a travesty. I am friends with a former deputy coroner, and it's very sobering to listen to the calls that you take and what you have to do. And you know, I'm looking at the number of hours in a year versus the number of comp hours. But working in government is different, and working in this field is particularly challenging, I think, just from a mental health component, everything you have to see and hear, and to be able to process that and come back and do that again and maintain empathy and compassion for the people that you do it for. And I have heard other people that are in the first responder, similar, say that can create a calloused, because there's only so much load that the mind can take for what you have to look at. So I'm not trying to speak for you, but we don't see what you see. We don't see what police officers see. We don't. It's a different kind of world.
Chairman, commissioners, it's like what you were saying, Commissioner, about, you know, law enforcement, what they see, ambulance, what they see, fire, what they see. We see the same thing, but we are elbows deep. And we take it home, and we work with these families for months and months. Yeah. It doesn't leave us. They leave the call, they're done. It follows us. Mm-hmm. You know, you go in a store, 6 months later, they know your face, and they'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do a lot for the people we serve.
Thank you for your service to Canyon County.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to confirm that the number in the new and reclass, that is salaries only. That dollar figure, does that include benefits?
That was 157.
913.
Yeah, we ran that through the calculator, so that that's supposed to be grossed up.
That's with benefits.
Okay.
So the salary seems modest. Yeah, on the two positions. So that's why. Yeah.
Right. And
thank you.
And I would say too, the last time I looked at that salary structure, it was staggeringly low. And I think that's been rectified at some level. But to do that kind of work is, especially where there are certifications with that. So again, thank you and thank your staff for what you're doing. It is important.
Okay. Is there any other questions or comments?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry. It also includes a very modest equity adjustment, but that we can handle that in the workshop, and that total amount for the deputy coroner to the senior deputy coroner. As for the two new positions at the 154-312-78, I forgot to confer with Jennifer on whether or not those were budgeted at the minimum. The mid, do you remember?
I was told to do mid in
okay.
case of a
good.
Pay adjustment.
Okay, so that's good. That's good confirmation.
Good, good. Get that clarified. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else?
I don't think so.
Thank you for all you do.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's take a couple minute break here for the audio, and then we'll get started again.